Boxing legend Mike Tyson urges Trump to pass cannabis reform after Biden failure. By Warner Todd Houston on June 30, 2025. Boxing legend Mike Tyson is urging the Trump administration to take up the cannabis reforms that Joe Biden failed to get passed. Tyson, who has a cannabis business, appeared on Fox and Friends Monday to make his case to take pot off the same prohibited lists as cocaine and heroin. Cannabis is in the same category as heroin. How do you categorize it with heroin? Anybody that would smoke cannabis knows there's no comparison, and that's just ridiculous, Tyson exclaimed. Tyson is not the only athlete to champion pot use and its decriminalization. NBA star Kevin Durant and former NFL star Dez Bryant also recently sent a letter to the Trump administration urging the feds to reclassify cannabis. Durant and Bryant signed onto a letter calling for clemency for nonviolent violators, decriminalization, rescheduling of the drug, and ending discriminatory banking practices that often prevent pot businesses from being able to use banks in their businesses. Tyson also mentioned the banking problems that pot dealers face despite having legal businesses on a state level, as they are still selling substances that are banned under federal law. There's over 500,000 people that can't get loans because they're in the cannabis business alone, and that's just so ridiculous, Tyson told Fox News. It's such a great income for the country. Like many who champion pot, Tyson insisted that pot is not a dangerous drug, but is a natural pain medication. I could not live, I was going crazy without cannabis, he exclaimed. I was just going absolutely mad, fighting people in the street, giving wild responses back to people who said, "Can I help you?" And then it's done so much for me. It's given me a new life, so to speak. All the reckless trouble I was getting into as a kid, that's not happening now as an adult. Tyson also criticized Biden for promising to take specific actions regarding marijuana, but he failed to fulfill any of his promises. Not only did he leave office without commuting the sentences of those incarcerated for marijuana, but in one of his final acts, he denied nearly every pending marijuana-related clemency application, the letter stated. This betrayal only underscores the urgent need for bold leadership, we believe, and represents an opportunity to correct glaring disparities as part of the Trump administration's ongoing push for criminal justice reform. Still, a mountain of studies show that marijuana is a harmful substance, and more studies come out every year reiterating this finding. Recent studies have found that heavy pot use negatively affects users' brains. It is bad for your heart, and may increase the risk of death from strokes. It is also dangerous for children to be around pot users. On top of all that, in states that have legalized pot use, car accidents due to driving while on pot have soared. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston, X at WT Houston, or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.